Hi, baby. I missed you today. I did. You were in my thoughts all day. All day. I couldn't stop thinking about you. What kind of thoughts was I having? Look at that devilish grin on your face. It was not those kind of thoughts. Well, perhaps a few, but... No. No, I'm not going to tell you them. I'm trying to be serious here. I was thinking how perfect you are for me. Yeah, I do think that. Really. I started thinking about when we first met, and I was so shy and awkward. I couldn't take your compliments. I didn't handle them well. At all. Do you remember? Oh, I would blush and shake my head and look away. I didn't see what you saw. And then I remember the first time I saw you feeling down, and I told you how I felt about you and the way I saw you. Who you are to me. And it was funny because you reacted quite similarly. You couldn't see yourself as the person who gives it their all every day. You couldn't see the kindness and compassion that you practice effortlessly. And you didn't believe me when I told you how sexy I thought you were. And how my toes would curl every time we kissed. Oh, they still do. I didn't even know that was really a thing until the first time we kissed. So, my thoughts were, now... I still squirm a little when you tell me I'm beautiful, inside and out. But I find I do believe it more because I want to be. For you and for myself, and for Masal, especially on the inside. You make me want to be the best person I can be. No one has ever made me feel that I can actually do that, that I have the strength to do that, except you. I can't count how many times your love has carried me through challenges I didn't want to face. I didn't think I could face. And there was a time that I would never think to share with anyone when I was struggling. I didn't want to be seen as needy or be a burden. And I learned that we were alike in that way. Except when I saw you hurting or frustrated by something, all I wanted to do was help you, to love you through it, to let you know that you're not alone. I couldn't ever see your pain or fear as a burden, or being weak or needy. And I remember when you did finally open up to me what was going on. I felt almost a sense of joy, because I felt closer to you than I ever had. There was just this honesty between us that I don't know I ever experienced with someone before. And I learned so much in that conversation, because I realized me not letting you in was so stupid and self-centered, only wanting to protect myself. And that showing you my fears and frustrations would only strengthen what we have. It was more honest. It was just, it was all brightened with this intense feeling of love. You know, understanding that connection was based on confidence and fears and love. Most of all, you have taught me so much. Seeing me through your eyes. And I hope that you can see yourself through mine. I hope that you see this incredible, caring, intelligent, charming person who lights up the room without knowing it, has brought me so much love and joy and insight to my own life. And I hope that you know your love is what makes me smile the most. Sappy as that sounds. I mean every word. Thank you for being perfect